joined by our race winner in tonight's Food City 300 here at Bristol Motor Speedway in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. We've been joined by Noah Graxon, driver of the number 9 Bass Pro Shops Chevrolet. Noah, congrats again on another victory. I feel like this is becoming quite the habit as we have these conversations after several Xfinity Series wins now. We will open for questions for Noah. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. And we're going to start with Jacob.
Jacob Seelman kicking the tires. Noah, it's no secret. You've heard the doubters loudly on social media at times. Does a 6-win season, which is a record for any JRM driver, by the way, finally start to quiet some people down?
I don't know. That's for them. I don't know. I don't really get too wound up with what people say on social media. You got a lot of support, too. So I'll let them have their opinions. And all I can do is my job and just go as fast as I can and race as smart as I can and hard as I can and try to win races for our team. That's really the only thing I care about right now.
What does it do for you, though? I mean, this is dominance. I'm not sure anybody expected at the start of the year.
Yeah, I think, we're on a roll. We're really happy with where we're at as a team. We're really happy with where we're at as an organization. We got a lot of speed in all four cars and, with the 7 pitting, and if he doesn't get that penalty, he has a good shot to win the race too. So two opposite strategies, and we both probably could have had a shot to win. Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you. I think just the momentum and confidence it brings to not only myself but our team. There's a lot of momentum and confidence that come with wins, and you still have to work hard during the week, and Josh Wise has been a big part of that, Luke Lambert and the rest of the team. We have a really good, I don't want to say formula, but a really good thing going right now, and a really good, I don't know what the word would be, but just we're in a really good rhythm of, Monday through Friday, and just feel like everything's kind of going right as far as the preparation side, and feel like we're all on the same page. My spotter, Tyler Mon's, done a great job as well. So we just want to keep on getting playoff points. We want to keep getting wins. And the ultimate goal is to get to Phoenix and have a shot at the championship.
Okay, we're going to go to Bob.
Bob Packers, Fox Sports. Does this getting sick stuff concern you?
Yeah, it's concerning my mom, too. I don't know why it's going on. I don't know if I'm not breathing or what it is. Way back to 2016, K&N Racing, especially in these close races for the wins, I feel like I hold my breath. I don't know. I feel like, thinking about it, I've thought about it. Maybe I should go see a doctor, but I've been so busy with racing that I'm probably going to hold off till the off season. But definitely need to figure out at least what's going on, because it's obviously not normal to throw up after a race. But I don't know if it's my breathing or, my indigestion and acid reflux and stuff. I have acid reflux to where I take Tums, and that helps it. But, I don't really know what's going on. So probably the off season, I'll try and look into it more.
And can you kind of take me through the contact with Ty Gibbs, put both Gibbs and Creed out of the race?
Yeah, I'd have to go back and really see it, but from my memory and my point of view, the 54 kept leaving the bottom and leaving at least not a hole, but enough to where I could get to his bumper, and he kept diamond down a couple times, and then finally did it and got loose. And I really have to go back and look at it. I hate that two got torn up, but it's tight racing at Bristol. Everybody's really close, and We're all battling over inches, and it just came together.
All right, we're going to go upstairs to the press box and then back down here to Noah. Go ahead, press box.
Bob, is that your brother right there?
No, it's not.
All right, Noah, go ahead, and then we'll go back up to the press box.
Is that Rob Pockers, Bob and Rob?
Amanda.
Go ahead, Chris.
ChrisNatchFence.com. Noah, with the recent momentum of your number 19 and the leadership of Galoot Lambert, is are you the favorite in the Xfinity Series Championship in 2020?
I think someone asked me this at Darlington. This is up to people to use their opinions and what they think. I don't know if being a favorite is really matters or not. I feel like we have a really good thing going with the number 9 team at Bass Pro Shops and Luke Lambert, and we definitely have a lot of confidence, but to label ourselves as the favorite, that's not for us to put that label on ourselves, nor do I really think it matters. I think, the only thing that really matters is the guy who gets the job done at Phoenix, and it's going to be a challenge to get to Phoenix in the first place. It's going to be a challenge to race throughout these playoffs, and you could be the favorite or you could be the dark horse, and it seems like anybody can win the championship. So we just want to keep on working hard, stay focused, and stay positive, stay aggressive, and try and keep riding on this momentum.
Okay, Noah, go ahead.
Noah Lewis, TSJ Sports. Today, you take the checkered flag and then you jump out of the roof hatch, and I mean, the fans are going wild here. I don't really know or remember any Xfinity Series driver that just captivates the fans like you do. They're chanting for you to climb the fence, and that's just such a big thing for you. It almost seems like it's as big of a deal as winning the race, your post-race celebration. Just talk about how that's been for you.
Yeah, I just remember going to a race in Las Vegas, Xfinity race, might have been 2016, 2017. Austin Dillon won the Xfinity race there in a... might have been the 33 or the 2 car. I think it might have been the 33 car. It was a black cream car. And kind of did a little burnout. And I was like, man, that was weak. If I ever get the opportunity to pump up the crowd, I'm going to do a big burnout. And they definitely like it. I like putting on a show for the fans. I definitely try to do that. And there's a lot of 9 shirts, a lot of Bass Pro Shop shirts. There's a lot of support for the Junior Motorsports number 9 team. And, we just like to have fun. We like to enjoy it. We like to try new stuff and just really appreciate the opportunity in the moment. Try and soak it all in. And when we won here back in 2020, there's no fans here. It was dead silent during the national anthem. Well, it should be, but like crickets right after it. And, it's kind of like a ghost town. It was really eerie, and then we won the race, and there's nobody around. So to have the opportunity to go back to Victory Lane with a packed house, everybody cheering your name, it feels it's a privilege. It really is, and it's an honor to be able to race in the Xfinity Series, and a privilege, and to be able to win on this stage in front of a packed house like that. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. No, he'll figure something out, probably.
All right, we're going to go to Michael. Go ahead.
Michael Massey, Front Stretch. First off, you're scaring me with that sword a little bit. What you going to do with that thing?
I don't know. Probably take it to Waffle House tonight. I don't know if we'll get arrested or something for having a weapon. They'll probably be like, what the hell are you doing? But... it helps when you have 2 things, and it's engraved too, which you can kind of tell the story.
For sure. And then did it give you any relief at all that, Brandon was pretty much going to have to wreck you to get around you, and if he wrecked you, he was going to be wrecking the guys he's going to be working with in a couple months.
I did think about that with 4 or 5 to go, and I kind of got in a situation last week with the 42 where I wanted to do the same thing, but didn't, because that's a car that I'm going to be driving next year. And Brandon's a great racer. I have a lot of respect for him. He raced me hard. He raced me clean. He put the bumper to me through one and two with two to go, two or three laps to go. And I think it was two to go, yeah. And he was a lot better on that end. Just we were running probably a foot or two off the wall. Be exciting to rewatch the race and relive the moment. But he tried and we got away a little bit. And I think that was kind of the race winning move, just being able to give us that gap. But nonetheless, a ton of respect for Brandon, a ton of respect for all the drivers in the Xfinity Series, and just appreciate the way he raced us.
All right, we're going to go up to the press box. Go ahead, Jim.
ModernMotorsport.com. No, I was just wondering, is it a little bittersweet in the sense that you've been through a lot of ups and downs while you've been at your motorsports, and you're now seem to be coming into the best you've been since there, knowing that you're moving on next year? And not that you need it, but does that serve as a little extra motivation going into the playoffs?
Yeah, I think right now we're just focused on trying to win stages, trying to win races, trying to lead laps, and the time's winding down. Obviously, with me moving on next year, and really enjoy the group that we got right now. It's the most fun I've ever had in motorsports, and we don't really put any pressure on ourselves. We work really hard, but we also have a lot of fun, and we do our job, and the hard work and preparation throughout the week, the group that we got, we're working hard, but it feels a lot easier when you're having fun. So right now it's all thumbs up and excitement, but definitely want to soak it all in and appreciate the time that we got with everyone. I rode up with the guys in a minivan up here, and just to try and soak in every last minute I can with this team, because we really got something special going on, and we got 7 more weeks to really enjoy it and make the most of it.
Okay. Any additional questions? Okay. We'll go to Steven and then Deb, and then end with Dustin. Go ahead.
Rob Pockers.
Rob, I was just kidding. You got me before I could do that. I was going to call myself Rob. Steven Toronto, CBS Sports. A lot of drivers in the truck race were complaining that they were stuck to the bottom and there was no tire fall off and they really couldn't do anything to make passes. It seemed like midway through the race tonight, the groove started to move up toward the top, and you guys were able to run a bunch of different lanes. Describe the track conditions relative to the tire or traction compound that was put down and how you felt tire wear and the ability to use multiple grooves was.
Well, we talked about that in our pre-race Team Chevy meeting with Josh Wise and the other Team Chevy guys and his program, and was fortunate enough to have be in the same room as Kyle Larson and be able to pick his brain and ask him questions and just ask him, hey, how do you run the top here? What do you do? What are you looking for? I picked Sam Mayer's brain at Driver Intros. He's really good here. He was actually my pick to win the race tonight, and I told him he's going to have a really good shot if he could stay patient and stay under control, and he has the speed, no doubt. So I knew he was going to be fast and just trying to learn. And with a couple of restarts there, a couple of guys stayed out on old tires. We restarted behind the 26 and restarted behind someone else, and that allowed the top lane, maybe we restarted like third, second row inside, and I was, I think, fifth row outside, cleared me of a two. And one of those times, the 21 was got clear of me, and I just learned in that third stage how to run the top from him. He was really, really good up there, and really got it black up there, got the rubber laid down, and talking to Kyle Larson on when you need to go up there, how you need to do it. It was just all starting to come together, and we had really good pace there at the end, even before the caution came out. We ran the 7 down from a straightaway back and had a lot of pace up there. So it was definitely a learning experience for me, and I really wanted to learn how to run the top this race. With the truck race being right around the bottom, I knew it was going to be challenging to get it black up there, but we had enough drivers that wanted to go up there and some lap cars on the bottom that allowed drivers to have to go up there, and that allowed us to learn and search and find grip up there.
Thanks, Noah.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, Deb, and then Dustin.
Deb Williams, RacingToday.com. Noah, you mentioned Josh out in your on the track post-race. You mentioned him, excuse me, mentioned him again in here. How has he helped you? Could you please expand on that?
I give all my credit to Josh Wise and the driver I am right now, and we still have a long way to go, but you know, just the hard work. He pushes me not only as a race car driver, but more importantly as a human and a person, and pushes me to be better, really Monday through Friday. And from late nights getting back from cup races at, you know, midnight, 1 a.m., to being in the gym 7 a.m. every Monday morning this year, down at GM or track house. We just moved over to GM building over by Hendrick Motorsports, but you know, 7 a.m. it'll wear you out, but you know, you keep working hard, you keep on trying to be the best version of yourself. That's what he just keeps telling us, and I fully believe that, you know, I wouldn't be the person that I am today if it weren't for Josh, and give all my credit to him, because you know, he works with us Monday through Friday. Scott Speed, Dan Jansen, everybody involved with Josh's program, Alex, they all work so hard to give us the best tools and resources that we can have when we go to the racetrack, and the physical side and the preparation side, all that comes together. And you know, it takes a lot of hard work out of them. It takes a lot of hard work to prepare all the data and info that they have prepared for us when we go in there on Thursdays. And to be a part of that group and to be have Josh Wise as a mentor, it means the world to me. His friendship means the world to me, and it's a privilege to be able to work with him.
So does that include sports psychology as well?
Yes. Yeah, it's everything from doing breathing techniques this past Thursday, because we're going to Bristol, and, I mean, you're just breathing nonstop, your heart rate's through the roof, and it's hard to really relax behind the wheel, to being in the right mental state, you know, meditation and whatnot, he'll build you up and, you know, motivate you. And then he'll really work to just keep you on track. And, he's been great to me. It's been great to work with him. It's been great to work with all the other drivers involved with the Team Chevy organization with Josh Wise. You know, be able to lean on them, bounce ideas back and forth. I don't think I could have won this race if I wasn't in the same room as Kyle Larson, being able to utilize him to ask him questions and learn this week. So, you know, it takes all of us. It takes everybody in his program to build each other up, make each other better. And, you know, we talk on the weekends. We all, I know Landon, he's racing for College, Sheldon Creed and Austin Hill, they're racing for RCR, Sam and Josh Berry are racing for Junior Motorsports, but we all can come together and talk about, you know, kind of the same grounds. And you kind of know when you're racing those guys what they're looking to do too, because they're getting fed the same information. So it's all around a good thing. And I'm grateful to lean on so many talented drivers and a great guy like Josh Wise. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead, Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. You referenced coming up with the crew guys in the van today. So what did you soak in? What was the experience like, or what was special about that as one of these moments to experience before you move up to cup?
I don't think it's any different than any other weekend on the road. We try and do a team dinner every time we're out on the road, and, you know, we all don't feel like we have to be there. We want to all be together, and we have such a friendship, such a bond and brotherhood that, you know, it just, I enjoy being around these guys, and anytime you can spend with them and keep building those relationships, that's what matters in my opinion. And just spending time with each other Monday through Friday. I mean, I talk to my crew chief or hang out with him and his family and hang out with all the guys, you know, two or three times a week. We love each other, and that's what I think it takes to be a good team. Thanks.
All right. Noah, congratulations again on the win.
Thank you.
And we wish you best of luck in the playoffs.
Thank you, guys.